Welcome to Modern Sex Talks. Imagine how much your romantic life would improve if you had all the knowledge and tools of all the experts in the fields of sex, intimacy, and relationships. Here at Modern Sex Talks, we interview those experts and professionals to give you that freedom to fully express yourself sexually and emotionally without judgment. Our sex-negative Western culture often combines sexual expression with judgment and shame. We are changing that. Join us and learn all you ever wanted to know about how to improve your sex life, deepen the intimacy in your relationships, and better connect with the gender you find oh so sexy. We are a podcast that's dedicated to giving you the know-how and support to have the best sex life and intimate relationships you dreamed of. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome, everyone. We are your co-hosts, Ryan Thomas
and Veronica Chase.
And today we're speaking with Suzanne Raja, and she is an extraordinary woman. She embodies the essence of the feminine archetype and has over 20 years of experience in helping couples reignite passion in their relationships. She does so alongside her husband, Satyan Raja, for 27 years. She helps women find and embrace their feminine energy. She feels this is important in a world that can be intimidating for women to let go of the masculine traits that are required for career success, but counterproductive to romantic polarity and intense passion.
Today's episode dives into the meaning of surrender and how to do it with strength. She also describes how women could get in touch with their feminine if they feel like they're drained or the passion has died in their relationship. And she also explains to men how they can understand what is going on with women, how to embrace them, and be an attractive partner in their relationship. Enjoy the show.
Suzanne Raja, thank you very much for coming today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So let's start off with a quick little introduction. Would you please tell us what it is that you do?
Well, what I do is I help women leaders of influence and distinction to move forward in their mission, their purpose, by helping them to achieve peak radiance in all aspects of their life.
That was very concise. I like that.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, that sounded fantastic. So you help women empower themselves.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I actually help women leaders. So who I'm really interested in working with are women of distinction who are leaders in the world, who are, you know, either they're CEOs, women who have it in them and are making a difference in the world. Because I found that I wanted to make a huge difference in the world, and I just couldn't touch as many people as I wanted to. And so what I discovered was when I found a few really strong leader women who were making a difference in their own right, then in helping them to make a difference, the trickle effect, the effect of helping one helps many, and helps many after that, and helps many after that. And so I feel like I'm able to make a wider difference with a few and going really deep with those.
So is that a part of your company, Ignite Passion Now, or is that one of the other companies that you have?
That is a part of, well, it is a part of Ignite Passion Now. I incorporate that in my private mentoring. Ignite Passion Now is for everyone. So everyone can go to Ignite Passion Now and see and feel and experience the videos that my husband and I, Satyan Raja, have given as our love offering to everyone, so that they can get a sense of, you know, what passion is all about and how to ignite that passion. And so that is on a broader scale, but those videos were made for anyone to tap into and be able to practice and utilize for themselves.
How did you actually get into the field of relationships, and why was the draw towards the feminine and the masculine dynamic so powerful for you?
Well, how we got drawn into it was, you know, being in relationship. My husband, Satyan, and I have been together for 28 years. and we've been married for 20 of those years. And so our experience together has been, you know, everything you can imagine. We have the t-shirt for just about everything there is. And, you know, our relationship is one of extreme passion, and it seems to be more passionate over the years, because our collective value is that we grow together as a couple, and we bloom together as a couple. Because really, for, you know, if you're not doing that, then there's no real reason to be together. And so for us, we looked for ways in which we could add more passion to our relationship, because, you know, traditionally, as you're in relationship longer, it's that the passion tends to decrease. And for us, we looked for ways to increase the passion. And this is what took us on a journey of trying to find out, what is it that brings passion? What is it that can lead us to more and more passion over the years? And so that's where our interest took us, and that's where this journey took us.
And that's where, when we spoke with Satyen, he was talking about polarity, and that was where a big aspect of passion comes from, right?
Absolutely. It's all about polarity, you know? It's where the spark starts and where it continues. And when you understand what polarity is, and you understand, you know, there's three parts to polarity. You're either adding and igniting polarity with each other, or you're flat, which, you know, the majority of people after time, you know, that they love each other, but over time it becomes like a business partnership versus a lifelong passionate relationship. So that's the second part that, you know, could happen in your relationship. It could go flat. Or the third, which is the place that you absolutely don't want to be, and that's where you're completely turning each other off. And the tap is dry, and there is no passion at all. And you've actually repelled each other. So it's really good to know where you're at in your relationship. And then from there, then you can make changes if that's what both of you really and truly want.
Before we get into that, we had asked Satyen before about his perspective on the difference between the masculine and feminine dynamic. I've got a feeling that we're going to dive into this today. So I'd like to get your perspective as well on the differences between the two.
Yeah, I love that question. And I love that question because, you know, what I coach my clients on is I let them know that, you know, we speak two different languages, a masculine language and a feminine language. And that's why, unless you know what that is, you tend to get into difficulty. But if you know what the languages are, then you can play and combine and have beautiful, exciting, passionate lovemaking in all ways. So the masculine, you know, the masculine is really about the one who's the overseer, the one who can stand up and see what, you know, what the terrain is able to see the direction and know where you're going and know the goal and know how to get to the goal by being able to stand up and look above and be able to see the big picture. I would say the feminine is the one who's like on the earth, right there, can feel what's going on, feeling sense, tasting sense, smelling, visual, all of the senses is where the feminine domain is. And the feminine is about movement, it's about, you know, it is about relationship, connection, really, if you really get a sense of feeling the earth, seeing, you know, what's on the earth, seeing everything that's there on the earth and being part of all of it, that's the feminine. The masculine is about being above that and the consciousness space that holds the feminine, that holds the bank of the river of the feminine flow is the masculine. And the masculine knows where to go, and the feminine is the light that shines where you're both going.
I like that. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
It was like poetry.
Yeah.
Love it.
So when I was actually in my last career job, I was very in my dominant masculine kind of sense way. And I had to really embrace my feminine side and find it again. And I was just wondering, how does one actually express their femininity again when they lost it?
I love the question. So here's the thing. When you lose it or when you forget it, it's about finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you find it is, it's very simple. Remember this. When you've forgotten your true nature, go back to that very place of nature. Go into nature to find your nature. And so for the feminine, it is truly all about that life force, the nature of life force. So go outside. Actually go outside into place where there's, you know, grass, earth, trees, flowers, plants. Go somewhere where you can be in touch with nature. And it is that very thing that will have you come back into the frequency of yourself. So what I do when I, you know, it's, you can have moments where you forget your feminine nature. It may not just be like all of a sudden you're totally in your masculine. You may have moments as well. And then also completely, you know, getting into work, getting into things that take you into your mind. And that is a masculine place. It's not a bad place to be. It's an excellent place to be if you're in work, if you're in work mode or you need to get something done. You go into your head and you go into solving things, making things happen. Well, when you remember that you've lost your feminine, a way to get out of your mind is to get into your body. And so when you walk in nature, take your shoes off, step on the earth, feel the grass. Feel that part in the grass that is also a part in you. And it's like magic. The moment where you decide that you're going to go back to your true self is when you go out into nature. It just, you come into resonance with that very thing. So step on the grass, smell the air. Bring your senses back into activation. Use all of your senses. So feel the earth, smell the air, smell the trees, smell the plants. Smell. What are you smelling? What are you hearing? What can you hear in nature? Without the cell phone, without, you know, access to things that are going to access your mind, what can you hear? Can you hear the birds? Can you hear that all of a sudden there's no birds because they can hear you walking? Can you hear yourself walking? Can you taste with your feet? Can you taste with your hands? Taste with your eyes? Play with that. And that may only take you 5 minutes, or you can take more time. And really, if you haven't taken 5 minutes, maybe you need half an hour.
Well, that sounds a lot like the Tantra workshop that you and I had recently attended, where I was like playing with the, I think it was the pudding or the mousse, the chocolate mousse. Yeah. And
let's tell them about this.
Sure. do you want to tell them?
So you're
mine or yours?
Yeah, that's a great thing there, Ryan. You know, we went to a Tantra workshop with a beautiful Naomi, and she had introduced to us that we use this chocolate pudding as an activation to really connect with our bodies and sensually with each other, to really come in touch with the senses. And so what we did was, in partners, we exchanged feeding each other this pudding. And when we did that, it was just, you know, do it slowly, get a sense of that feel. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? And how do you feel in your body when you're experiencing this pudding being fed to you? And yeah, you know, you can use food as a really beautiful way to activate your feminine, activate you getting into your body. And it's a really beautiful way. Utilize food. How can you, when you see the food, how does that make you feel? And make a sound of how that makes you feel. Because sound is such an important part of the feminine as well. Expression, using sound, using a, ah, God, that feels good. Or, movement of the ah in your body. How does your body want to move when you feel that liquid or that sensual taste go down into your throat? Yeah. You're out of your head then, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm feeling something, that's for sure.
I'm going back to where we were with the blindfold on.
So that's a couple things right there. So that's one thing that we can do with a partner is exploring with food or things like that. I mean, we can do that on our own by ourselves. It's definitely a lot more fun with a partner. And then you were mentioning as well to get into your feminine, to go out and experience nature and really get into the experience of things. Now, there was a video that you had on your website, Ignite Passion Now, and it was you and Satyen were with a couple. It was a married couple. The wife was pregnant. They already had a child as well. And they had lost the passion in their relationship. And so Satyen took the husband away, and then you took the woman away. And what is it that you did with her? Because I think a lot of people live in really big cities. We're really blessed living here in Vancouver that we're surrounded by ocean, mountains, lots of parks, a lot of places for us to experience that sensuality that nature gives us. But what about people who live in places like Los Angeles or New York or Houston, Texas, where there isn't necessarily a lot of nature or welcoming nature? So what is it that people can do in their homes if they don't have the opportunity to get out?
Yes, I love that. And, you know, perfect example. One thing I will tell you about the feminine and helps the feminine to really drop into her soul, her sensual body soul, is in connection with other feminine beings. So others that are also in yearning to connect, yearning for relationship. One of the things that I did with that woman was sit with her, just being in bodily contact, first and foremost, helped her drop into her body in a really big way, being in close proximity with her, putting my hand on her hand, and, you know, maybe getting close. I'm very physical in the sense that I can go up to someone and I really just want to come into bodily contact with them very soon because I can feel their heart and I want to come in for a hug. You may not be that person yet. So you may just want to sit and be in close proximity with another feminine being. And this is what I did with her. Come in close. Be in the same room with her. What happens there is your heartbeat starts to resonate with the other heartbeat. You start to, the frequency of love starts to open up. And the veils of, oh, you know, I'm in another room. I'm doing something else somewhere else, tends to come down. And you tend to start to resonate with the community that has been lost to a lot of us, because traditionally we've been in community with each other and we can say things. We hardly need to even say things when we're with each other. There's a understanding of connection that has been so lost that can be so found when you're in close proximity. So I want to emphasize that in coming together as women and being together, being in close proximity with each other. The other thing that I'll share with you that I did with her was I had her smell a certain perfume that she had showed me that she had. And I let her smell that, and I came in close with her. And when she smelled it, she remembered something good inside of herself. There's a memory that she got in touch with, a really beautiful unfolding. It was like a flower that had not been watered in a long time within her being. And when she smelled this essence, it reminded her of the opening that she had lost inside of her. And so she opened, and her whole body was receptive to that. And so again, utilizing the senses is very, very key to awakening the body. And so those two things, being in close proximity and utilizing the senses. And so for those of you who are not necessarily in a place where you can go outside in nature, utilize a scent that could smell like a flower. And that will bring you back into your body. So there's an example that you can use right away. Use a smell that reminds you of nature that can bring you back to your nature and be in close proximity with each other.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, because a lot of women like to have that nice hot bath at the end of the day with the Epsom salts. Is it?
Yes, I don't know. And then like salts and then some oils that you put in there too, and bubble bath and candles. Yeah.
And a glass of wine.
And a glass of wine and a nice book.
It's so true what you say about the bath, because if you think about it again, or you don't think about it, feel it. When you go into a warm bath, you're in feeling mode. So you're feeling the warmth on your body. And then you'll be smelling the essence that if you put oils in the bath, and you then inhale again. So your body is receiving the feeling sense, the smell, and then you'd see, maybe you'd light candles to the visual. You can also feel the warmth of the candles coming off. So if you remember the senses, then it's easy for you to then add the sensual quality into your life a little at a time. And then before you know it, you've brought all the senses back once again.
This is actually a great little segue. There's actually an aspect of our training at the Intimate Lifestyle where we help men understand sensual language and sensual speaking. And that sensual language and sensual speaking is basically describing those experiences to help the woman get into her more feminine essence by explaining or describing what she sees, she hears, she feels, she smells, all those aspects, and basically creating a little experience for her. And it really helps the woman really feel her feminine energy in a particular situation and get out of her head and into her body. And my understanding for masculine is that sex is very linear. Kissing leads to foreplay. Foreplay leads to penetrative sex. Penetrative sex leads to orgasm, ejaculation, to emptiness. Feminine experience of sex is a bit more cyclical, where it doesn't necessarily need to lead to orgasm, I would just like to hear your perspective on that. What is the difference in sexuality? How does a feminine energy experience sex and sexuality in comparison to the masculine?
All right. So the feminine feels sexuality first in her heart. So when her heart is awakened by being seen, because we are light at our very essence. When one beholds us, when they look at us, and they look at us with eyes of wow, I love that. Not as if I'm in love with you, but that I love what I see, and that we can feel that by their eyes penetrating us, looking at us with wow, as if you're just seeing the most incredible sunset you've ever seen, or the most incredible mountain or ocean. When we get seen like that, then our heart, if you can imagine a radiant light, it just becomes so bright from our heart. And then it just goes right to our genitals then, because our genitals come alive when our heart comes alive. there is a difference between the feminine arousal that goes from the heart to the genitals than the masculine arousal, because the masculine arousal comes from when we, as feminine beings, when we see the masculine as trustable, like, oh my gosh, this person could actually like carry us out in case of a emergency, or could take us somewhere that we would love to go. And we look at them with those eyes of like desire. When we desire them sexually, so we go straight for the genitals when we desire them sexually, what happens is then the genitals of the masculine awaken first, and then their heart awakens after that. Because when they feel trusted by us to take us somewhere, to take us and rescue us and be our heroes, then they come alive. Their heart awakens. So do you see the feminine sexuality is awakened first by feeling loved and cherished and seen, and the masculine awakening of their sexuality comes from feeling trusted and that they can take us somewhere, and that we desire them sexually first.
Wow. That actually holds very true to me, actually, because I know personally that I feel before anything else, before I actually go in deep core with someone. So I was actually curious, when I get back into my sexuality, I always like put on some lingerie, dance around my room, kind of like get in the groove of things. But what are some ways that other people can actually get in touch with their sexuality, as in like women more so?
Yeah. Well, to get in touch, and here's that's the key word, is touch with your sexuality, is to touch yourself. Actually put your hands on your body and feel what feels good. What feels good for you? Take moments aside for yourself and actually run your fingers across your body. Gently at first, and maybe a little more deeper touch, and start to notice, what do you like? Do you like it gently? Do you like a more firm touch? That's a first step. And then where do your hands go and touch? Where you go, oh, that feels good. And take some time there. Arouse yourself. Awaken yourself with your own touch. And when you do that, then you start to awaken your sexuality, because when you can bring pleasure to your own body, then you can show your partner where it is on your body that feels pleasure. And when you are, here's the thing too, is when you are being touched by your partner in those places that you've shown them feels pleasure for you, make sounds of pleasure. So that your partner's aware that, yeah, this is awesome. This feels great. And that's one of the things that I really coach women in the most, is making sounds of pleasure. Because traditionally, we've been told to not be so much, you know, like tone it down. We're too much, you know, as a child. And so we've learned over time to not be as wild or as loud as we really want to be. And so I give my clients, and I give you right now, permission to be loud, be proud, be awake, show yourself, show your pleasure, because your partner loves it. I promise you.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
That's the biggest turn on for me, is when I know that my partner is really enjoying herself and she's really turned on. Interesting. That's the biggest turn on for me. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, Ryan, what is it that turns you on? I mean, is it, yes, the movements are beautiful, but when you can hear it, when you can hear them making sounds of pleasure in their movement, then you're, it's like a huge applause to your partner. It's like saying, yeah, you're doing it. Yes, thank you. Or, you know, or keep doing it. And you can say that. And you can, you don't even have to say it. It's just your squeal of delight, your sound of delight, to the extent that you want your partner to be entering you in such a way that you feel like there's no mind left. God, I am splayed to the universe. I'm just like, I've been ravished open in such a way that I don't even know my name. Then you must be as expressive as you want them to be penetrating you. It works both ways.
Totally. Speaking on that, I've had women who didn't make any noise. It was really hard to read. So what is it that you're liking? So I'd have to pay more attention to her body or her movement to see if she's grinding harder, or what is it that she's doing, to try to read her body. And it can be really hard. But when a woman that I'm with starts to make some noise and says, oh, yes, or whatever it may be, then it's like, OK, that's the spot, or that's what she likes, or that's something that she doesn't like. So I'll stop doing that.
I mean, the feminine body is a wonderland, and it's even more wonderful when sounds are made, you know, and then it can be heard, you know. And a little tip for men of what you can do when you can't hear your partner and you're not sure, are you hurting them or are they feeling pleasure? You know, you don't know what they're doing. What you can do is you can go up real close to them, just even in a really breathy way by their ear. And you can say, babe, I can't hear you. That's all. Babe, I can't hear you. In a way that, has them feel like you want to give them pleasure versus, I can't hear you, you need to make more sound. Instead, it's like, babe, I can't hear you. I want to hear that voice, you know? Like, I want to hear that sexy voice, and I can't hear you right now. Can I hear a sound, you know, in a playful way? Boy, she'll make some sounds for you.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
Ryan just wrote that down.
I just wrote that down. Veronica, I know, I'm sorry. I know that you've got a question here.
And I'm like itching for it right now. You have no idea. I'm like squirming in there.
Just talking about those sounds, a lot of the students that we've had in our past courses have all said that instead of watching porn, they actually really like to listen to the sounds of women having sex and experiencing pleasure. That's the biggest turn on. So just, it's not even just me. It's the majority of guys that we've had come through our training have also felt the same way. So mm-hmm. I'll stop talking. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Veronica.
Can I ask now?
I'd love to say something.
Sure.
I'd love to speak to that and say that, yeah, you know, ladies, men are starving for our voices. It's become so mute. We've become so mute in our response to pleasure that we're not making sounds of it. And it's comparable to going to an ocean and not hearing one sound when you go there. It's that bleak. I mean, it's the ocean's beautiful. Who doesn't want to see an ocean? It's gorgeous. And you go there for the beauty. But really, what, I mean, it's the sound of the ocean. It's the sound of the power of the crashing of the waves, the even the lull, even the moments where it's gentle, you can hear it. And imagine not being able to hear that. That's what you're starving your partner of when you're not making sound. And yeah, I just want that to settle for a second. Get that. And then I want you to get the absolute exquisite pleasure that you could both be enjoying even more. Like, take it, like right now, I would say the majority of people are at a 5 out of 10 in the pleasure that they could be experiencing without the sound. And you can go to a 10 out of 10, past the 10, go to a 15, go to a 20, go to a 100 in the pleasure that you could be experiencing if only you would just make that beautiful sound that can be heard. Stronger than you think that it's audible, even more exaggerated than you think is audible. And that is a gift for your partner. It's what they're yearning for.
I don't know how to, I'm like speechless right now.
Make just, some sounds.
Right? Just make some sounds. Ah! Just the way you described the ocean just really tapped in deep with me. Like, when I go to the water and I have my headphones on, when I go walk to the water, I take them out because I like hearing the ocean waves. And I never realized that so intensely until this moment now. That's beautiful. I actually had one question that I'm dying to ask, though. How can women turn on their man? Because I know what you were talking about before was making noises, knowing like what your woman is getting turned on and what kind of things you're doing to her, the sound she makes. That's kind of like a validation point.
That's also during sex too.
Yeah. But at the same time, what if the man doesn't make any noise? How does women know that she's turning on her man, or if he likes it as well? And what are some things that she can do to really turn him on?
Okay, perfect. Well, one of the things that a woman can do to turn her man on is what I call invitation. And invitation is different from direction, because direction is a masculine quality. And that's like telling him what to do. When you tell him what to do, it does the opposite of turning him on. When you invite him to make sounds through a whisper, baby, I can't hear you. Baby, I'm not sure if you're liking this. Then that's an invitation. That's an invitation for him to take action. Versus saying, baby, make some sounds. That's a direction. Baby, I can't hear you. Ah, oh, baby, I love it when you make sounds. That's inviting him by saying, this is what I love. This is what I enjoy that you do. And then it's up to him to then make the decision to do what it is that you love by making a sound. And then you'll hear it from him. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not making a sound, you can touch him in a place that you know, that would be pleasurable. Or you can, like you do on your own body, you can follow your fingers to a place where he'll like move in such a way that there's like a... that you can feel like, oh, that's good. And you just put your hand there and then you just play there. And then you whisper in his ear, ah, oh, baby, I love it. I just love it when you make a sound of pleasure. Does that feel good? Does that feel like he'll go, yeah? And you go, ah, oh, I just need to know that that feels good, baby. I need to know. And then he'll do something. He'll do something to let you know. And when he does something, here's the key. When he does something, even if it's the smallest thing, that you can tell that he feels pleasure, then you burst out into pleasure. So he goes, oh, I did something good. Okay. And then if you don't hear him again and you just kind of go back and you touch that place that you know is pleasurable with him and he doesn't do anything, you go, oh, baby, I loved it when you made a sound before like that. And he does it and you go, ah, he's going to keep doing it. It's like, you know, you train him by by doing the things that he loves, which is sound, and then you just whisper what you love. Ah, oh, I love that. I love that. I love this. He will catch on really quickly. I promise you.
Thanks for the great tip.
It's not work, ladies. It's fun, because when you get to like let that cat out, mm-hmm. and let her make sounds of pleasure, it's fun. He will start to play with you, and it will be such play, so much fun, that you're going to take it over the top. So invitation, pull back the veil and be like, baby, here's the party. Want to join me?
I love it. I absolutely love that. Actually, I love how you described the invitation instead of direction. That makes a lot more sense.
Totally.
Yeah. And direction takes work, ladies. And we're not about work. We're about play. An invitation is all about play.
And that's that can go for flirtation as well outside of the bedroom. If a woman is inviting a man to come and talk to her, it's so much easier than like that's. I've run into women who don't actually know that. I don't know why he doesn't want to come and talk to me. It's like, well, you're not being very inviting. Your back is turned or whatever it may be, or you're not making eye contact or whatever it is. So opening up that invitation for that guy to have that direction to come in and make that move. That's another, I guess, area. Now I'd like to switch gears here. Actually, we're running low on time. Satchian had spoken about claiming your woman and the moment, having that direction and claiming. Now, is that the same as owning or overpowering?
Oh, no, that's not. Oh, no, we don't own each other, you know, and it's not about ownership as claim. Claim is when you've said, you're mine. I want to take you with me, where I'm headed in life. And I'm claiming your deepest heart to bloom in the highest and the best way that will serve your deepest heart. I'm claiming your heart, and I'm claiming that I will uplift you to be the best that you can be, and nothing less than that. And this is the direction that I'm going, and I'm claiming you to come with me on that, in that direction. And so claim is really saying, I'm already inside of you, and I'm taking you with me.
Now, this kind of leads into my next question. How does a feminine energy or woman surrender to that with strength? Because I think a lot of women can think surrender is weak. So when is surrender strong and when is it weak? And how can a woman surrender to being, I guess, claimed and know that it's not necessarily being owned?
Right. Okay. Good question. You know, there's various levels to claim and surrender. And so claim from a brutish way, and that's, you know, let's say, you know, in the 50s, when traditionally the man thought that, you know, he had to come in and say, okay, you know, you're my woman, you're going to come with me right now, and this is where we're going, and I don't care what you think or what you want, you're coming with me right now. That's the old way of looking at it. Claim in the way that we're speaking of it is, I'm going in this direction, and in this direction, I want you to come with me. And in that, I'm going to support you in blooming you to the highest and the best that you can be, and I can be, and we can be together. And then, you know, and then there's the other side to this, which is surrender. And in the old way, surrender for the woman was about, you know, oh my gosh, you know, if I don't go with him right now when he says to go, then I'm left with nothing. And, you know, you're the man, and you're the one that can take care of me, so I guess I'm going to go, even if I don't want to go. And that's really a disempowered way to be, but it's an old style, and it's what people have tended to think that was what surrender was about. And it was a weak. Women have progressed, and they have seen that they don't need a man to take care of them, that they can take care of themselves. And So they wouldn't traditionally just, you know, that word, even the word surrender has gotten our backs up, thinking, oh my God, does that mean that now I have to, you know, I have to follow? It's not about that in the sense that we're speaking about now. In the advanced way of claim and surrender, so surrender in this advanced way is similar to, you know, a couple who are dancing, and you know, the Latin dance, that really sexy dance where you see them, you know, they're really sensual and, you know, she's being whipped around the room. She's letting herself fall into, relaxing into her deepest brightness, her highest and best self, and allowing herself to be taken in the direction that she wants to go. And that's letting go and allowing him to direct them. And surrender means allowing yourself to just let go and be taken in the pleasure, in the place that brings you the highest and the best pleasure and strength.
So it's almost like letting go to open up your heart in order to receive as well.
It is. And I want to describe it even more clearly. So for the feminine surrender from a place of strength is her saying yes to be the best that she can be with her partner versus being the best she can be on her own. That is surrender. That's letting go into someone that she trusts that can take her deeper into her heart than she can go on her own. And in order to be claimed so fully, she must allow herself to relax into knowing that there's someone that can serve her to be even brighter than she can go on her own.
That was beautifully said. Thank you. We have to wrap up. So is there anything you want to say about anything else, or is there any way people can reach you that you want to leave us with?
People can reach me by going to warriorsage.com, warriorsage.com. And there you will find everything that is offered by myself and my husband and both of us together, and videos and all the stuff that is yummy for couples and for singles and basically for people that want to go deeper into knowing what is really, really true in their essence and living from the highest place that they can possibly be, because igniting their passion is number one. Everything else can wait.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Suzanne. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. And both of you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now.
Bye.
How did you enjoy that show, Veronica? I really enjoyed it.
So did I. It was amazing. She just had me hypnotized the whole time with her words. Oh.
She's really articulate.
Yes.
So what did you find most interesting about the show?
How she described the masculine and the feminine dynamic between those two. Yeah.
Agreed. And you guys can get in touch with Suzanne by going to our website, modernsextalks.com, and her information will be in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and if you've got any suggestions on topics or speakers you'd like us to interview, let us know. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and be generous this holiday season and leave us a review. Say thank you. We'll appreciate that. We'll love you forever. And if you've got any feedback on how to improve the show, stop laughing at me. Let us know. And you can check us out on modernsextalks.com or on our other website, theintimatelifestyle.com, or on our Facebook page, The Intimate Lifestyle. Thanks again, and until next time, go be confident, playful, and sexual.